Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Well, we have a ton of news to be covering. The entire waterfront constellation of news on my desk. It's going to be a loaded transmission. But there's one thing we need to understand, and Greg Reese highlights it in his most recent special report. You see, the world elite, the elite class, the control freak, tyrannical, authoritarian, communistic, fascistic, kleptocrat, elite class has made the same realizations as you have. They just approach it differently as they want to transcend it and they just want to have their great reset. So understand, all the problems that we talk about, the elites agree, but their solution is just wipe out humanity and civilization as we know it so that they can have a great reset and build back better. Here's the latest from Greg Reese.
In 2020, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum warned of an impending cyber attack that will take down all of society.
We all know that still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole.
In 2022, Joe Biden stated that sending tanks to Ukraine is called World War III.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say. That's called World War III.
Earlier this month, Managing Director of the World Economic Forum, Jeremy Jurgens, says that a catastrophic cyber event will likely occur in the next 2 years.
The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years. This far exceeds anything that we've seen in previous surveys.
This week, a German foreign minister casually stated that they are at war with Russia.
And therefore, I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe, because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other. Thank you.
President Joe Biden responds by sending 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
And today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
And now all of the media is warning of nuclear war or a Russian cyber attack.
That'll be the first time they actually discuss it in Congress, when we are hit with a massive cyber attack from Russia in response.
If you are not suspicious by now, then you are not paying attention. Our government is not at war with Russia. They are at war with the American people. And in order to build back better, they need their cyber attack. Now they have a cover story, and the media is sticking their finger into the PTSD wounds of all Americans so that we do nothing but sit at home in fear and wait for the end. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Boy, you know, the more I think about it, the more I realize this 2-year window before the presidential election is maybe the most dangerous 2 years we face, not just as a nation, but as humanity on planet Earth. But you notice they keep threatening this cyber attack, but they never want to tell you who. Now, we all know who they want to blame, but we all know, of course, who it would really be.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, January 30th, 2023, we really have the picture. And we're going to put it on display today. We really have the picture of what's really happening with all these different news stories. Not too much mystery in today's transmission. A lot of conclusions will be reached. Here are the big stories we're going to be covering today. The situation in Ukraine, obviously. Now, I'll read you this headline right now and let you have the natural, instinctual response to it so that you can understand just how out of control the situation is. This is a headline from last night. Zelensky, Ukraine requests more weapons and faster. So, just sent a bunch of tanks, just sent more tanks, just sent more missiles and ammunition and billions of dollars. And upon receiving that and opening it, Zelensky says, I need more and I need it faster. Huh. Okay. Now, that just tells you how out of control the situation is and how desperate Ukraine is. Oh, I thought they're winning. No, folks. No. No, it's actually a devastating loss, what's been going on in Ukraine. But that just shows you how ridiculous and out of control the situation is. The realness of it and the global threat of it we'll be explaining today on this Alex Jones show. Then you have the economic situation, which is funny in a way to watch the Democrats and their friends in the media. It's the same difference. Out of one side of their mouth, they're telling you how great the economy is, how great Joe Biden has done for the economy. And then out of the other side of their mouth, they're complaining about how bad the economy is. And I've got all the receipts, all the proof right here today. Literally, it's one headline, Joe Biden doing the best job, best economic president ever. And then the next headline, Americans are poorer than they've ever been. Nobody can even afford rent. So which one is it? Is Joe Biden the economic master? Or is the economy tanking? Which one is it? Now, to understand the psychology of the left is to understand it like this. It really doesn't matter what the reality of the situation is. What matters is that they get ahead of the narrative. They control the narrative, which ultimately means they lie to you. So they have to tell you that Joe Biden is the greatest economic president of all time because they have to lie to you about that. They lied to you about everything else when it comes to Joe Biden. And now that you're actually feeling the economic pinch of Democrat Party policies, they have to continually lie to you, telling you how great Joe Biden has done. But see, they always love the class warfare, and they always love the virtue signaling for the poor class for political leverage. So therefore, they also have to tell you how much people are struggling, hoping they can use that for political leverage while they're telling you how great Biden is. I know it doesn't make any sense. You have a brain. You can think. This is what's going on. Then, and this is what really makes the situation in Ukraine even more dangerous, the Biden crime family details are truly coming out. And I mean, look, folks, from a self-preservation mechanism, I think about this, not from a patriotic mechanism of, oh boy, I don't want to see Joe Biden fall. That would be such an embarrassment for the United States. No, justice be done. May the heavens fall in this case. What's scary about all the details with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their crimes, acting as foreign agents illegally, and now reasonable people are starting to realize that it looks like China is the one that made the call for Biden to pull us out of Afghanistan. That was China told Biden to do that, yanked his chain, got it done. Now they're in there getting the resources. Now they're in there running everything. Now they're in there gonna be at the strategic air base. All Biden taking the knee to China. But that's not even what's scary. What's scary is, would Joe Biden or would the deep state or would the Democrat Party see a war with Russia or a World War III scenario as a good distraction from Joe Biden's crimes being exposed? And you might say, they can't be that mad. They can't be that insane. They wouldn't start World War III over that, would they? If you have to ask yourself that question, you clearly still don't understand who we're dealing with. Of course they would. Not only because their arrogance and their hubris makes them think they'd be above it, but because these are mad, psychotic, sociopathic criminals that are so out of touch with reality, they either don't even realize or care how it would impact them. Wow, that's heavy stuff. But then there's this. We know from official government data at least 50,000 Americans have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, people who run actuaries and insurance data and follow death rates, or if you've just been following the news, we have enough data and enough numbers for experts to crunch everything they can see in regards to the vaccine deaths and the excess deaths and the died suddenly and the insurance numbers and everything else. And now expert analysis is landing to the conclusion that it looks like about 200,000 to 300,000 Americans have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. And then that's just based off raw data of some of the data points I've mentioned here. So that's, I mean, what's the bigger story here? To me, that still takes the top story simply because we're living it right now. We're still not fully into this war with Russia. They're still slow walking us into that. So when that happens, I mean, right now in Ukraine, that's the biggest deal. There are a bunch of Ukrainians dying. Absolutely, that's happening. They're losing the war big time. U.S. policy just putting them out to slaughter. Zelensky just putting them out to slaughter. Asking anybody else to step up to get slaughtered. Truly maniacal stuff. But for Ukraine, that might be the biggest issue. For me here domestically, well, I'm still not dealing with that yet. Biden still hasn't fully launched the world war against Russia. Russia's really kind of just sat back and been tolerant of all the antics of Biden and the West. So, no, I'm sitting here, I'm watching friends and family get injured from these vaccines or die. And now we have the Pfizer executive on the Project Veritas tape, multiple Pfizer executives, by the way, the last one just is the most recent and most viral, where you can just see everything Pfizer's up to, the lying, the manipulation, the gain-of-function research, the cover-up of COVID-19, the development of the next COVID-19 in a lab, potentially right here in New York, by the way. Now, why isn't the American media interested in this story? Do I have to tell you why? You know why. Because the American media is bought and paid for by Pfizer. Same with most of our government. So that becomes a problem. But you know what's interesting? China is investigating Pfizer because of the Project Veritas video. China is investigating Pfizer. Not us, China. Now, I'm not having some sort of positive look at this, like, oh, China's going to help us. China's going to do something good here. No, it's obviously just a political game they're playing. And maybe even a game of blackmail. And then we've got more. I've got political news. I've got the Democrat riots that they tried to pop off all weekend, but they only got about 10% of the damage and the violence that they wanted. And what they're doing to your kids at school, folks, it's all coming up today on the Alex Jones Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Car theft. What do you do when crime is skyrocketing in your city in Chicago? You hit the streets and dance. Just ask Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, get down. Boogie, Lori. Woo. In fact, guys, let's go ahead and pull up. What do you got, guys? You want to have a little fun today? Let's do a little over-under. Over-under 5.5 shot dead in Chicago this weekend. Is that too cold? Is that a little too harsh to play that game? Lori Lightfoot's dancing in the streets, so let's have some fun. Over under 5.5 shot Chicago this weekend. I'm going to go over, even though it was cold. I'm going to say fatally shot, not just shot. Over under 20 shot. Well, let's go over under 20 shot, 5.5 fatally. We'll get the crew to pull up these numbers. Hey, Lori Lightfoot's having fun. Why can't we have some fun? I just want to have fun like Lori Lightfoot. She's dancing in the street. That's the mayor of Chicago, dancing on the blood of the innocent. I'm going to go over under 5.5 fatally shot, 20 overall shot in weekend gun violence in Chicago, where they have nice strict gun control laws, by the way. Nice strict gun control laws. Ooh, we'll double the under. Wow, I hope you took the under on that one. You did well. 16 shot, 2 fatally. Weekend gun violence, Chicago. Okay, light weekend. Light weekend there. Only 2 shot and killed. Only 16 shot. Okay, so I guess we know why Lori Lightfoot was dancing then. That's about half the normal numbers there in Chicago. Probably even like a third. So congratulations, Chicago. Your mayor is dancing on the blood of the innocent, dancing on the graves of the innocent, dancing on the carcasses of children hit with stray bullets. She's dancing in the streets. It's a good time. Only 2 shot and killed this weekend in Chicago. Only 16 hit with bullets. Congratulations, Lori. You have finally lowered the crime rates. Way to go. Yeah. Boogie on down. Gotta love that. Got to love that. So, we're looking at only about 10 people shot and killed in Chicago first month of 2023. That's a reason to dance if you're Lori Lightfoot. All right. Now, we got another issue that I'm going to highlight here in a minute before we really delve into the big stories. But ladies and gentlemen, big ups to this audience. And I don't say this as a knock against myself. I just understand how media works, and quite frankly, I'm the same way. When Alex Jones is not hosting the Alex Jones Show, a lot of people tune out. And I know people call in and say, oh, Owen, you're great and everything. This is not a knock on myself. It's just the fact. When people tune in to go to the Alex Jones Show, they expect to hear Alex Jones. If they don't, most people just tune out. Now, we do actually a good job of audience retention, whether it's me or other guest hosts filling in for Alex, because it's the information here that's the most hardcore, and a lot of the audience just tunes in for the truth that they know they can't get anywhere else. But normally, when I'm filling in for Alex, our sales rates are just plummeting, which is obviously bad for business. Now, it's not been so bad this time. And so I want to thank the audience, but folks, continue to come through for us at InfoWarsStore.com, specifically when Alex is out. Part of the problem is he goes on vacation. He's constantly needing to see what the numbers are and the sales numbers are coming in. And if they aren't good, he gets himself in a little bit of a tizzy. He calls in. He feels he needs to go back to work, get on the air. That's fine. We all love him on the air. But hard for the man to take some time off. So, a little pressure relief. Some pretty good numbers this weekend, all things considered, not where they need to be, but with Alex out, all things considered, not bad. So I appreciate that, but let's step it up again today. Alex is going to be back on Wednesday. So let's get it two more days, and let's really hit that website hard. Let's hit that donate button at InfoWarsStore.com multiple times, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford. We appreciate it. And look, folks, we put it all on the line here. All right? We put it all on the line. That's just it. And I'm speaking not just for myself. I'll be the one in front of the camera and the microphone for the next 2 days. But don't forget about the great crew behind me making it all possible. And so we've told you Bone Broth Plus back in stock. This has been sold out for a long time, but we finally got it back in stock. This is one of the top-rated supplements we had, at least when it came to a powdered supplement. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus was one of the top supplements we had, but it was sold out for a long time. Well, it's back in stock and 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the thing. For you in the listening audience today, we have an exclusive offer. You can get Ultimate Bone Broth Plus 40% off. 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. And you going and shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and using coupon code FREEALEX to get Ultimate Bone Broth Plus 40% off, that'll free a little stress from Alex's day today. So think about it like that. Bone Broth Plus, coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off at checkout. So let's hammer that coupon code FREEALEX at checkout to get 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Let's keep the mothership in orbit. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now, before I come back and really start to hammer into the important news, we're going to start with the news in Ukraine. We'll get to the economic news. We'll get to the vaccine news, the political news. It's all coming up today. But let's just quickly hit this story. And I did not see or hear this anywhere over the weekend or even this morning. And I was a little surprised, considering that the egg shortage story did make some serious waves. Massive fire destroys commercial egg farm of top U.S. supplier amid widespread egg shortage. And it's being reported that at least 100,000 chickens died in the fire at Hillendale Farms in Basra, Connecticut. So hundreds of firefighters had to put it out. It was a serious fire. You're looking at some of the images of that on the screen now. So we've had dozens, really, the numbers might be over 100 now. It's hard to keep up with, but definitely dozens of food processing plants or farms, like this egg farm, going up in flames and burning to the ground since Biden got into office. Is that just a coincidence, or is there something else going on? Don't worry, the FBI is not looking into it. I repeat, the FBI is not looking into it. They're probably going through my electronic data right now as we speak, not looking into the food processing plants burning, the egg farms burning, the pipelines being bombed. They're not interested in that. They got to go through my personal records because, you know, I tell the truth for a living. So you add that on top to the already problematic situation of the egg shortage. I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, though. I'm sure we're not under attack. I'm sure there's no nefarious activity here. No, no, no. Nothing to see here. It's not the big box mainstream chicken feed changing their formula. Now the hens won't lay eggs. And all the food processing plants and the egg farms being burned to the ground. Nothing to see here. Don't worry. The FBI is not looking into it. They are not looking into it.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want to kind of show you the constellation here, because you'd think there'd be cause for concern with headlines like this. Third Hunter Biden email from laptop with classified information uncovered. Classified White House conference call shared with Hunter's Ukrainian business partners. And several more are coming. So I'm not trying to get ahead of myself with the Biden crime family stories here. But as I delve into the situation in Ukraine, don't you think it's important? Don't you think it's important to know that the Biden crime family has business interests in Ukraine? Don't you think the American people would want to know that ahead of starting a war with Russia over Ukraine? Don't you think there's some pretty obvious questions that need to be asked and answered? Like, is there a personal reason why Joe Biden wants to go to war in Ukraine with Russia? Is there a personal interest for Biden to have military action in Ukraine against Russia? Is Biden afraid that his business dealings may be exposed by Russia even? Kind of an important detail, isn't it? Kind of something you'd think the American people would want to be interested in if Joe Biden doesn't have personal interests in Ukraine, putting his own personal interest above that of the country's, or rather even the world's. That's Joe and Hunter Biden with their business dealings in Ukraine, most of which we already know that the mainstream media covered up and Big Pharma covered up. So let's just keep that in mind. The Biden crime family has personal business interests in Ukraine. That is undeniable fact. You think that might be weighing into the decisions Biden is making for that region? Wouldn't you like to know? But so just keep that in mind as we go into the most recent developments out of Ukraine. Okay, so what is the number? I don't know. $200 billion that we've sent to Ukraine? And again, not to get off track, but it's like every time I see liberals complaining about the economy or complaining there's not free money or free this or free that for whatever group they're virtue signaling for, I just sit here and I just laugh because you won't say a damn thing about the money that's going to Ukraine, $200 billion. You've supported every single dime that's gone to Ukraine, and then you complain because Americans are getting it tough financially with the policies you voted for. I mean, this is completely insane behavior on display from the American left. But okay, so hundreds of billions of dollars, and now tanks and weapons and ammunition and everything in Ukraine, and they're still losing the war, by the way. I mean, imagine if you're a loan, a bank loaning out money, and you keep loaning money to this business or this individual who keeps losing money, losing money, losing money, can never pay back the loan, can never pay back the interest. Would you keep giving that money to him? Would you keep loaning that money? Well, of course not. So why do we keep giving money and weapons to Ukraine? Zelensky requests more weapons and more money, and he wants it faster. That's last night, Yahoo News syndicating with the Associated Press and everybody else a Reuters story. So, again, Zelensky comes here after getting $150 billion, and he says it's not enough, we want more, in front of the U.S. Congress. They give him more, billions of dollars more, tanks and everything else, and ammunition and weapons. And then what is Zelensky's response? Not thank you. His response is, I need more, and I need it faster right now. What a selfish jerk. How about no more for you? How about you piss off, you little tyrant, you little fascist, you little Nazi? How about you go piss off? You want more money. You want more weapons. It'll never be enough. What should we do? Should we just give Zelensky the entire landmass of the United States? Should we just give Zelensky the command and control of the United States military? Maybe he already has it. Don't ask Joe Biden. He doesn't know. What an absolute a-hole Vladimir Zelensky is. If there was any doubt about the type of person he is, well, you can remove all that doubt now. Oh, you guys are going through a tough situation there in Ukraine. I'll tell you what, here's hundreds of billions of dollars, and here's some weapons. It's been tough for you guys. Good luck. No, does he say thank you? Oh, thank you so much. You've saved so many people. Thank you so much. You've kept us in this fight. No, instead he says, hey, why don't you give me more, and why don't you give me it faster? What the hell's wrong with you, you little punk? Joe Biden ought to go over there and punch him in the mouth. New RAND report comes out urging Washington to get out of Ukraine. Avoiding a long war, U.S. policy and the trajectory of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And see, this is why the military generals are realizing we go to war with Russia today, we end up in war with China tomorrow. And by the way, we can't even recruit people to join our military because our government and our leaders are so corrupt. So we don't even have the numbers. We've given all of our weapons to Ukraine, so we don't even have weapons anymore. So it's not looking good. And now 10% of the boys born in the United States end up chopping off their dinglings and becoming women. Maybe not a situation we'd like to be in. Not to mention our border's wide open and our president is an incompetent moron and a compromised, corrupt foreign agent. Boy, we got him. We got the swords pointed at us, don't we? And again, why do these foreign leaders keep making deals with Joe Biden thinking that he's going to be square? German warns against arms race as Ukraine pushes for missiles and jets. Now, let me explain some of the background here. No countries in Europe want to continue this support of Ukraine because they don't want to get into a war with Russia. And they know Zelensky is a corrupt little punk. But the United States basically funds all of NATO and funds all of this humanitarian bullcrap that we can kind of boss Europe around. So we fund NATO. The European countries aren't funding NATO, but they need NATO as they see it. So the U.S. can basically yank the chain and get Germany and these other countries to do whatever they want because we send all this money to NATO. Remember Trump tried to stop that? Well, now we know why Biden and the rest of the deep state love it so much, because it gives them the leash over European countries with the NATO funding. Trump was like, why are we paying for NATO? This is ridiculous. We don't even need it. Well, now we know why we're paying for NATO. It's just influence over Europe is all it is. We're just buying influence. It doesn't benefit us at all. So we finally get Germany to send tanks. But even that was like pulling hairs. And so the agreement, the unofficial agreement that was made between Germany and the Biden administration was, all right, we're going to send these tanks, but we're done. That's it. No more money, no more artillery, no more tanks, no more troops, no jets. But, okay, you've been begging for the tanks for months. Let's just, this is it, though, and we're out. Here's the tanks. We're out. And we'll even give you the nice new tanks, and we'll give you the Leopards. And then Germany's like, all right, and we're out, okay? Oh, you got deceived by Joe Biden? You got deceived by the Democrats? You got deceived by the White House? Oops. Germany warns against arms race as Ukraine pushes for missiles and jets. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who has been trying to stop this, is warning against a race to arm Ukraine with high-powered weapons as Ukraine ramps up its call for fighter jets and long-range missiles. So Scholz actually has a little bit of common sense and a little bit of concern here. He's been the one rejecting the calls for tanks, rejecting the calls for money, rejecting the calls for weapons, but the U.S. yanked that chain of NATO funding and said, okay, well, we're not going to fund NATO. How about you pay for it? So Germany said, fine. We'll send you some Leopard tanks, but that's it. We're done. We're not going to be a part of this larger issue you're trying to create. And then immediately after sending the tanks, what happened? Zelensky asked for more weapons, and Biden told Europe you need to give him more weapons. Now Germany's like,
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Suggesting that the world respects the United States more under Joe Biden than Donald Trump. And to me, that's just saving face because they know it's the exact opposite. And you have this scene now. Biden's new Russia ambassador, Lynn Tracy, arrives at the Russian Foreign Ministry for the first time, greeted with chants of war is a U.S. business and America is a terrorist country. But, oh, yeah, the world respects us so much more under Joe Biden, yeah. Trying to start World War III with Russia, uh-huh. But, again, picking up where we left it off, the rest of the world has had some bit of sanity when it comes to the situation in Ukraine and not wanting to make it worse. But then there's Joe Biden and the U.S. continuing to throw fuel on that fire. And so Germany now is the latest to get stabbed in the back by Joe Biden. The unofficial agreement when Germany sent the tanks into Ukraine, or the agreement to send the tanks into Ukraine, I guess they haven't been sent yet. And when they do, you'll hear about it because they're going to get blown up. And so the agreement was, though, Germany, despite months and months of rejecting intervening even further into this war with weapons and tanks. Finally, the Biden administration twisted their arm, certainly threatened to withhold NATO funding, which is just an empty bluff, and got Germany to agree to send the Leopard tanks to Ukraine, in which case they said, this is it, we're done. We're done. We'll send in the tanks, we'll support this level, and we're done. Stop asking us. And so immediately upon agreeing to that deal, what happened? Zelensky asked for more, and Joe Biden demanded more. Why would anybody trust Joe Biden? They wouldn't. NATO chief presses South Korea to provide arms to Ukraine. Oh, now it's everybody. Everybody better support Ukraine. That ain't going to go so well. That's not going to go so well. Now, strategically, South Korea knows China is going to be their biggest issue dealing with North Korea. So, strategically, geopolitically, they may want to scratch the U.S. back in this case simply because they hope the U.S. could scratch back should China ever get more aggressive with North Korea in that region of the world. But I don't even know if South Korea will be so willing to get involved into this potential World War III situation Joe Biden wants so much. Some Western backers of Ukraine worry that time might be on Russia's side. That's the Wall Street Journal. Oh! No, everything is on Russia's side. Everything is on Russia's side. Russia is the good guy in this situation. Russia is winning the war in Ukraine. Ukraine is suffering massive loss. Infrastructure loss. Soldiers dying. And they're so desperate to drum up more support of the war, Ukraine, Zelensky, is bombing his own people to blame Russia and ask for more weapons. That's how sick that maniac is. And now the American media, I was wondering, when is the American media going to realize everything they've said about Ukraine is wrong? Maybe that time is now. And that might save us from getting into World War III. If Biden doesn't have the media support launching World War III, then maybe he backs off. Russia warns the United States the end of nuclear arms control may be near. And what is that really saying? It's saying what I've been saying all along. The United States leadership role on the planet, you know, people make the joke of, well, we're the police of the world. Okay, fine, call it that. America's role of police of the world, which I don't support, to be clear. I don't like that role. But that role, which does demand and require the respect of the rest of the world, whether it be good reasons or bad reasons, those days are gone. And so Russia's basically saying to the U.S., you're not going to tell Iran whether they can have nuclear weapons or not. I mean, if you want the most rudimentary translation, that's what it is. Now, Israel just struck Iran. Israel is bombing Iran. So that situation is going on. That, in fact, just happened this weekend. Israel bombed Iran. So Russia is simply saying, look, you guys telling the world how to operate is done. You no longer have the moral high ground. You're not even economically the strongest country in the world anymore because ever since you elected Joe Biden, you've been sliding down the scale, in case you haven't noticed. So this is the stuff the American media and our government is not telling you, but the rest of the world is starting to realize, and many Americans perhaps starting to realize as well. Now, I'm okay with that. I don't want the U.S. to be the police of the world. I'd rather us fix our own country. We got all kinds of problems here. To which the left complains about all the time, obviously. But, oh, no. We got to figure out the situation in Ukraine. We got to send money. We got to send weapons. And Russia now with China and Saudi Arabia and Iran. Brazil has now stabbed him in the back now that Lula is in there. But no, it's the U.S. and Joe Biden that lack the respect and lack the moral high ground, and the rest of the world knows it now, and they're done being at the behest of corrupt Western leaders, but Joe Biden was the final straw. Joe Biden, the guy that poops his pants, Joe Biden, the guy that can't remember the lines, can't properly read a teleprompter, can't show up for meetings a lot of the times, can't remember what he had for breakfast, can't remember where or if he has classified documents that he stole from the White House, and has all kinds of corrupt business dealings all around the planet. So the rest of the world says, you know what, that's enough. That's enough. You know, it's one thing with George Bush, maybe it's a whole other thing with Barack Obama, and then there was Trump, and that was a positive thing. But now you put Biden back in there, just a total insult to the rest of the world. So they're done. So they're done. And this doesn't have to be a good thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. This could be a good thing. We could use this for good, and we could say, you know what? If the rest of the world doesn't want U.S. intervention anymore and U.S. interference anymore, we should say, okay, good. That's fine. Let's go ahead and focus on our own country. Let's focus on our own problems. Let's focus on our own border. Let's focus on our own internal struggles here at home. The world doesn't want us being the police anymore. No problem. Let's go ahead and call it off. Let's retire it. Let's start saving our own country here. But it's not going to go that way. Our deep state, our corrupt military-industrial complex is going to cling on to this for dear life, and they're going to use the situation in Ukraine as the grapple, if you will. And the rest of the world just isn't having it, folks. So I don't know where it goes for us from here, but the only hope we have at this point to not getting into a larger war with Russia is saner heads prevailing. Now, I don't see anybody calling for a peace talk. Zelensky's not interested in peace. Biden's not interested in peace. They want war with Russia. They want nuclear war with Russia. They want to kill Putin, is what I really think is the case. Or somebody wants them to. It's just total evil. Just complete nonsense. But see, this isn't going to be, oh, we're going to go kill Osama bin Laden, or oh, we're going to go kill Saddam Hussein, or oh, we're going to go kill the leader of Libya, Gaddafi, and then have Hillary Clinton laugh about it. Or George Bush say, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. No, this isn't going to be that simple. Russia is a serious, respected world power. Vladimir Putin is a serious, respected world leader. And Joe Biden is a bumbling old fool with a poopy diaper. So, yeah, that's your situation. And by the way, all the Ukrainians, I have this video, we'll play it later today on the War Room, how Ukrainian refugees are handling cultural integration in ethnically diverse areas of the UK. And the Ukrainians that fled, who are white, are complaining there's too many black and brown kids at their schools. Oh, probably too many gay flags, too. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how that works? Yeah, not all is as it seems. The entitlement, though, that's definitely as it seems. The arrogance, definitely as it seems.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser.